Chapter 7. The Keeper Test.
For a long time, almost all businesses were run by families. So it's no surprise that today people think about companies like a family. Your family helps you and looks after you. Don't we want employees to love and be loyal to the company they work for? But of course, families aren't just about love and loyalty. Families also manage when people behave badly and can't do the things that they are responsible for. They have to. That's what families do.
In the early Netflix days, our managers worked to create a family-like environment. But after our 2001 job losses, we saw the performance get much better. We understood that you mustn't think about families if you want high talent density in your company. We wanted employees to feel that they were working together as part of something bigger. But we didn't want people to see their jobs as something for life. A job should be important when you're the best person for it, and that job is the best for you. When you stop learning, or you stop being excellent at your job, that's the moment for you to leave. You can allow someone better to do your job and move on to something better yourself. But if Netflix isn't a family, what are we? After a lot of talking, Patty had the idea of Netflix as a top sports team. At Netflix, we want each manager to think of her employees as part of this team. She should work with them to create strong team feelings while making difficult decisions to keep the best players. A high-performing team trusts and collaborates because each person is talented at what they do and works well with others. For a person to be excellent, she can't just play well. She has to put the team before herself. She has to understand that the only way to win is for the team to win together. So at Netflix, we started saying, "We are a team, not a family." If you're going to be a top team, then you want the best performer for each job. On a top sports team, people play to stay on the team in every game. If feeling safe in your job is more important than being top, that's fine, but Netflix isn't the company for you. But if you want to be on winning teams, that can happen with Netflix's culture. Like any top team successfully competing, we care about each person on the team. Of course, managers at Netflix want to help the organization, so they need to feel good about firing someone they like and think well of. And they must understand that everyone at Netflix is happier and more successful if all the employees are inspiring. So we ask the manager, "Will it be good for the company if you fire Samuel and look for someone better?" If they say yes, then it's time to look for another person. We also invite all managers to check often if each employee is the best person for the job. For this, we have the Keeper Test. If a person on your team wants to leave, will you try to change their mind? Or will you feel happy? If you're happy, you should pay to lose them now and look for someone you want. We try to do the Keeper Test with everyone, with ourselves too. Could the company be better with a different person doing my job? We don't want people to feel bad if they have to leave Netflix. we want to stay friends. Patty McCord herself is one example. After working together for over 10 years, I started feeling that it was best for us to have someone new doing her job. When I shared this with her, she said she didn't want to work as much. So, she left Netflix, and 7 years later, we're still close friends and give advice to one another. All our company managers use the Keeper test all the time. Me too. I feel motivated playing to keep my job every 3 months and trying to do my job better to stay ahead.
I'm now going to interview Reed to get answers to some of the difficult things from the famous Netflix Culture Deck slides we first saw in the introduction. An interview with Reed. Question 1. Reed, is it okay to fire people who are doing their best, but only performing okay if that is negative for their finances, family, and life?
Answer 1. We pay our employees very well. They know that they'll only have their jobs while they're the best. They understand that our company changes quickly. Each employee who joins the Netflix team knows this, and most are happy with it. But it's right that, if we take away people's jobs, we should give them enough money, 4 to 9 months' pay, to look after themselves and their families. That gives them time to find another job.
Question 2. It is very difficult to get and keep a job at Netflix. So how can you stop one employee from trying to compete against another?
Answer 2. When you want more talent density in your company, competition between employees can be a problem. At Netflix, good teamwork is as important as talent in the Keeper test. Netflix teams can be as big or small as they need to be. So one employee doesn't have to lose for another to win. The more excellent people we have on the team, the more we achieve and grow, and the more jobs we can offer.
Question 3. How can you have the Keeper test and stop people from worrying about their jobs?
Answer 3. At Netflix, we tell all employees that they should think about learning, teamwork, and achievement. If they worry about being fired, then they won't do their jobs well. There are 2 steps we take at Netflix to stop people from worrying. Employees should use the Keeper test prompt and ask their manager, "If I want to leave, how hard will you work to change my mind?" The answer will tell you what your manager thinks of you and what you need to do to keep your job. The second thing that we do to stop people worrying is this. We invite questions from the team about why someone has left and give clear feedback.
Most companies try to avoid losing employees. It costs money to find and train new people. But Reed doesn't worry about this. He believes that these costs aren't as important as having the right person for each job. So, just how many employees does Netflix lose every year? Every year, around 18% of people leave U.S. companies. 12% choose to leave, and 6% are fired. For technology companies, around 13% of employees leave, 11% in the entertainment business. Only 3 to 4% of employees choose to leave Netflix and 8% are fired. That's 11 to 12%, just like other tech companies.